A group of farmers from across the state of Florida met with agriculture officials at the University of Florida yesterday to discuss their industry's role in combating climate change. The meeting comes a week after the United Nations issued a new report on global food supplies that offers a dim view of farming. It says a warming planet could make farming harder, and some agricultural practices make impacts from climate change even worse. Randall Dasher is a fourth-generation farmer near Gainesville. He grows bahia grass and iron clay peas.
We've been doing iron clay peas for 30 years and never had a crop failure until last year. Had the prettiest fields of peas you've ever seen, but they never set a crop.
The farmers met with U.S. Congresswoman Kathy Castor from Tampa. They talked about a new project with UF to make farms and ranches in Florida more resilient. Kirk Brock grows corn, soybean, and other crops in North Florida. He says struggling farmers are often tempted to sell or lease land to make up for shrinking revenue. One of the biggest buyers are solar installations being erected by utility companies.
It reminds me of the 1990s when we built a prison in every North Florida county to create some jobs, and now we're building solar farms.
Agriculture officials want farmers to get more involved in resiliency efforts on the state's 26 million acres of farms, ranches, and timberland. Fred Yoder is chairman of the North American Climate Smart Agriculture Alliance.
If ag doesn't lead, others will. If you're not at the table, you're on the menu. Folks, farmers and ranchers need to own this issue. They have to own it.
Farmers working with the University of Florida want to do a statewide assessment on agriculture risks from climate change and then develop a plan for solutions.